let's talk about the new band, which
let me wipe my brow first. Hold on here.
Which we...
Joe, you took me down that road again. Fired up. Okay,
well, let's
the
talk
new
about
band
the...
is very much like a Van Halen type band.
Before you say anything more, can we or can we not call it Chicken Foot? What are we calling this band?
We have to call it Chicken Foot until we have our name etched in stone. Right now we have about 3 or 4 other names that we really like. Chicken Foot is our code name. Chicken Foot is Chad, myself, and Mikey when we're jamming in Cabo every year at the birthday bash. That's Chicken Foot.
How did this band come together?
Well, Chad and Mike and myself had been playing in Cabo every year and every New Year's Eve, and 4 or 5 times a year we'd go down there together and just go to the cantina and play. And we were such a good jam band. I mean, we'd go from James Brown to Led Zeppelin, you know? I mean, that's quite the jump from Cold Sweat to a Whole Lot of Love, you know? And we just thought, wow, this is so much fun. We enjoyed each other so much. And it got to the point where when I would play, I'd go and do like 3 days, 3 nights in Houston or something. Chad would fly out and Mike would fly out and we'd do it there too. We'd do it during my Wabo shows, you know? And we did it in Vegas and we'd do it in Tahoe and we did it, you know, we started doing it all over the place. And we thought, and I said, you know, you guys, if we're going to continue this little Chicken Foot band, I need to get another guitar player because I can't play and sing as good as Chad can play drums and as good as Mike can play bass, you know. I'm the weak link here, you know, because I'm strapped to playing guitar and singing, so I didn't feel I was cutting it once we started really getting good, you know. And we never rehearsed or anything, but, I mean, we just started getting good, you know.
So how did Joe Satriani come into the picture?
Well, I thought, well, who's on the level of Chad's drumming and Mikey's bass playing and singing? And I thought, there's only one guy. It's Smokin' Joe Satriani, man. I think Joe's the best guitar player in the world today in the rock world. I mean, I mean that. I'm not just saying because I'm working with him. That's why we went to Joe. We thought, who's the best? You know, there's Steve Vai. There's Eric Johnson. There's, you know, there's Eddie Van Halen. There's Joe Satriani and a couple more guys. And quite honestly, Joe's the best. He taught half of them, right?
So sought him out.
Yeah, Joe and I had been talking here and there about things. Every now and then I'd run into Joe, and I just really liked him because he was so musical and had so much taste and was such a nice guy. He's not a rock star type, you know?
No.
And no ego, not trying to bump heads and, hey, I sold more records than you. We never went in that feeling. It was always just heartfelt, you know, I love this music, I love that music, and hey, I heard your new song, and I love it, it's great. It was always very, very, you know, coexisting really, really well. So I said, I'm calling him, man. So I called Joe, and he showed up, and I just got to tell you, man, the first time we got together, Joe and I wrote 4 songs, and the next day wrote 4 more. And in 2 days, we wrote 8 songs, got together with the band for 2 days, and demoed out 8 songs. I don't know, man. It's so magical. I have never seen chemistry like this in my life. Van Halen had really good chemistry when I first joined that band, so don't get me wrong. I've seen good chemistry. Montrose, when we first started, had excellent chemistry, too. But this chemistry is on such a high level, and I just can't tell you. Everything Joe plays me inspires the crap out of me, and the second I start singing it back to him, he's going, oh man, I would have never thought of that. No, I was thinking it would be, oh man, it's so much better. Oh, you know, we just have that bang, 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 just completely outdoing each other over and over again.
I'll have you know, he says the same about you. He's told me that working with you is just completely inspirational, and he's just knocked out by your vision and your enthusiasm. But tell me, what is different about working with Joe than Eddie Van Halen?
Well, I really hate to compare those two guys because
talking about two of the most accomplished guitarists in the world.
Exactly. Their musicianship individually is on the highest possible level. But they're different creatures. With Eddie, he took a long time to work out parts and to come up with songs. Like, you know, by the time Eddie and Al got the music together on a song that we were working on, I was done with my lyrics and melody. I was off in Cabo for 2 weeks vacationing, and they'd call me and say, hey, we got the song cut, you know, and it'd be 2 weeks later, I'd fly back, go in, do a vocal, and they'd start another one. I'd hear the music, and I'd say, okay, I think it's going to be blah, 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 and I'd start writing some melodies. I'd finish my lyric, go back to Cabo. I mean, it was honestly, it took us a year to make Foreign Lawful Corner Lounge. And writing and recording one song at a time. I went back and forth for a year. So Joe is like, I call up Joe at, 10 o'clock at night on Tuesday, and I go, Joe, I got this idea. What if we wrote this song about blah, 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 and you do this, like, acoustic thing, maybe acoustic weird tuning, and, and we'll do this song that's kind of like Going to California by Zeppelin or something. You know what I mean? That kind of a song. And he'd go, yeah. The next day, meets me at noon over at this place. He's got the whole damn thing done musically. And now I'm going, shit, I got to find lyrics and melody. I mean, Joe's so far ahead of me. He's so accomplished as a musician. He's so fast. As soon as he gets an inspiration, he can go from head to toe and finish it. And he blows my mind. He's the quickest, most accomplished musician I've ever seen in my life. So that's the difference about the way we're doing. We're on a rocket ship, man. I can't keep up with these guys. I've got two lyrics. I'm behind two lyrics on the 10 songs we just demoed out.
What's interesting is Joe has been waiting a long time to put a vocal band together, and you have been in many vocal bands. Did you envision forming a new band at this point in your career?
No, I didn't. I thought about it over and over again, because the Wobbles are so special that we've tried to add new musicians to that band. I've often thought about hitting on a guy like Joe or somebody, to join our band, with Vic, because Vic's such a great guitar player, and I think he deserves another guitar player, or another musician, so that he doesn't have to hold the fort down so hard, because I don't like to play guitar all the time. And, my band is so special, but I've tried every, can't believe how many people I've tried to get in this band and try them out, and they come and they try out, and we play, and say, oh, it's good, and then pretty soon you're going, we always turn left or turn right somewhere, and we lose them, because this band, the Wobbles are so loose and so free, we're like the Dead, we're like, you can't just bring anybody in here. We're too friggin' family, So I thought about putting together a new kind of band, because I love the Wobbles and all that. But to me, it's like it's a solo career, and being in a band where you got a guy that, like Joe, that's as creative as Joe, and a guy like that's as strong and powerful as Chad. He's the most powerful drummer I've ever played with. I mean, pure raw power. And, Mike, I don't have to hype Mike for 2 seconds. If you talked about top five rock bass players in history, Mike's got to be one of them.
Now, what's the story with Chad? Is he in the Chili Peppers?
Chad's totally in the Chili Peppers. That's the only problem with this band, is that things could interfere. If the Chili Peppers all of a sudden decided to go back in the studio and start recording, Chad's got to go do that. You don't quit a band that's as big as they are in the world. I mean, they're one of the biggest bands in the world, so... it's really a little uncomfortable, but we're just looking for the holes. We're all pretty established. We don't have to go out and make money. Like, oh man, hey, we got to do this. We need money, or we got to do this. So we're in a really good position. But so the idea of putting a band together like this was after Chickenfoot, after jamming with those guys and feeling the power of other musicians. Like say the Wobbles, we've been together 14 years, so we're kind of like, we just take everything for granted. There's not
right.
Huge inspiration coming from each person. We just love to go out and play and have fun, but we're just kind of rolling down the road to where you get new musicians, a guy like Chad and Mike jump in there, and all of a sudden I'm going, whoa, there's all these possibilities popping through my head. I get new inspiration, and I get very inspired. So I got excited about that, and the second Joe and I got together, I said, oh, man, I got to do this. It wasn't my plan, no, but when you feel it going, you're going, this is an important band. The world needs this band right now. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. The world needs this. Rock and roll world needs this band. We are a rock band. And we are just on the highest caliber of musicianship, the top of our games. We're professionals. We know what we're doing. You throw it all together, and the chemistry takes it to another level, because, the four parts are better than the whole's better than the individual parts. Well, the individual parts are practically, all solo album, solo artist material here, the four of us. Any one of us could do a solo project, but you put the four together, and it is better than even that, and it's unbelievable. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm when the world hears this, it's going to turn on its side.
Well, you have made some headlines recently. Tell me about this comment that you made earlier this year. that the band could rival Led Zeppelin.
Well, I got to slip around that because I really didn't say that like that. I was in Toronto. I know exactly what happened. I was doing a tequila for Cabo Wabo tequila.
You're blaming it all on the tequila.
Oh, absolutely. We were launching the brand in Toronto around a show I was doing there. So I did a 12 hours of interviews, photo sessions, and I mean it was around the clock. I started at noon and I didn't finish till midnight because there was so much interest from all over the Canada flew into Toronto, and I did all these press things and interviews and stuff. And I started getting buzzed up, you know, because half everybody that came in, hey, let's do a shot. Okay, well, you taste it, and I'll just sip it here and give you my comments, you know, because a lot of it was what about tastings and stuff. And I got to tell you straight up, man, I got fucking ripped, and I just said something stupid, but I don't think I said that. I think I said, this is the kind of band, it's a Led Zeppelin-esque, you know, Van Halen-esque trio frontman. I said, and we can rival the best of them. You know, I just threw Led Zeppelin's name in there, and when you put the Mighty Zep in there, and whatever you say within 10 minutes after mentioning that band, you're in trouble. You know? But I really can't, oh God, slap me. I told Joe, I said, Joe, I'm so enthusiastic about this band. I might have said something, but I don't think I said that. But I was buzzed up, man. What are you going to do? You know, you get a couple of drinks. You drink too much Cabo Wabo, and you go out and do an interview and see how you do. I am enthusiastic about this band. Yes, I am. And I will stand up and say, okay, I would love for this band to just go out and do a show right now, and everybody videotape it and put it up on YouTube, and then you tell us how great we are, man, because it's killing this band, man.